Shalom, everybody. Much of Parashas Matos discusses the war that was waged between Bnei Yisrael and Midian. Bnei Yisrael were commanded to exact revenge from the Midian nation for what they did in getting Bnei Yisrael's men to sin. We read about that at the end of Parashas Balak. And in this week's Parsha, when the Torah tells us about the preparations for the war against Midian, the Torah tells us exactly how many soldiers were drafted. The Torah says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Elef Lamateh, Lechol Matos Yisrael, Tishlechu Latzava. The Torah says that 1,000 soldiers were to be brought to war from each of the Shvatim. And so the next Pasuk makes sense. The next Pasuk says that 12,000 soldiers went to war against Midian, 1,000 for each Shevet. However, we have a problem, because in the first pasuk quoted, there seems to be an extra phrase. The Torah says, elef lamateh, 1,000 soldiers from each shevet. And then the Torah again says, lechol matos Yisrael. The Torah says that the soldiers must come from every shevet. So why do we have to have this second phrase of lechol matos Yisrael if we already knew that soldiers must come from every shevet? Elef lamateh, elef lamateh. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, picks up on this seemingly superfluous expression and says, based on the Medrash, says Rashi, Lirabot Shevet Levi. The Torah is telling us that every Shevet had to send soldiers. Usually Shevet Levi did not send soldiers to battle, but in this case, they did. However, this causes a problem. If Shevet Levi sent 1,000 soldiers, how could the Torah in the next Pasuk say that 12,000 soldiers went to war? If Shevet Levi was included, it would have been 13,000 soldiers, not 12,000 soldiers. This question is asked by Rav Avadya Bartanura. He died in 1515. He is best known for his incredible Perush on the Mishnah, and he also wrote a Sefer on the Chumash called Omar Nakeh, which means clean wool. And in that Sefer, the Bartanura asks this question, and he gives the following beautiful answer. I'll say parenthetically that I saw this answer was also attributed to the Imre Emes, Rav Avraham Mordechai Alter of Ger. He was the fourth Gera Rebbe, who died 400 years after the Bartanura. He died in 1948. I did not manage to find it in the Imre Emes. If you find it, please let me know. But I saw it in the Bartanura, in the Omar Nakeh. In any case, again, why does the Torah say that only 12,000 soldiers went to war against Midian if Shevet Levi went to war too? That would be 13,000. And says the Bartanura, when the Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Hei that 12,000 soldiers were sent to war, the Torah says, Vayimasru Me'alfei Yisrael, etc. 12,000 soldiers armed for war were delivered. They were handed over. The Torah doesn't say that they went to war. The Torah doesn't say that they arrived at the battle, but rather, Vayimasru, they were handed over. Why does the Torah use that word? Rashi, again, quoting the same Medrash, says that the soldiers did not volunteer so willingly. They had to be brought. They almost had to be dragged. And why? Because a few psukim earlier, when Moshe was told to go to war, the Torah says, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Bet, Nikom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'esa Midyanim. Hashem said to Moshe, avenge Bnei Yisrael from the Midian nation, Achar Te'asef El Amecha, and afterwards you will die. Bnei Yisrael knew that this war would be the last war of Moshe's life, and once the war was waged, Moshe would die. So Rashi says that many people of Bnei Yisrael, even though for much of Moshe's life they were at odds with him, once they heard that this war was needed before Moshe's death, they were reluctant to go to war. They didn't want to go to war, so they had to be dragged by Yimasru Me'alfei Yisrael. They were brought reluctantly, unwillingly, grudgingly. That was for most of the Shvatim. Most of the Shvatim, but not the Shevet Levi. Of course Shevet Levi loved Moshe. He was in their Shevet. And they were actually never at odds with him over the last 40 years. So of course they were not so eager to see Moshe pass away either. But Shevet Levi, the Shevet that represents service to Hashem above all else, the Shevet that followed Hashem and followed Moshe at the Egel HaZahav, it was Shevet Levi who loved Moshe, but knew their responsibilities, and they knew they had to serve Hashem no matter what. And that explains our psukim. The pasuk says, Vayimasru, etc., 12,000. That's true. There were 13,000 soldiers who went to war, because that includes Shevet Levi. But how many soldiers were dragged to war, so to speak? How many soldiers were Vayimasru? That is what the Torah says, 12,000. It's a powerful lesson for all of us. We all think we know what's right. The Shvatim did too. If I don't go to war, Moshe won't die. But the highest level of being an Eved Hashem, and this really is a high level what Shevet Levi did, the highest level in serving Hashem is doing whatever Hashem wants, even if it seems difficult and even if it seems challenging. Have an amazing day, everyone.